Mishnah daf yud ches. Said Rashi, do amru loy lo yamru beis sasayim elu legino lekarfif. There's the first chachomim answered back of Yehuda in the first mission of the perek of the second perek that we only say beis sasayim by legino lekarfif. Avlim hoya hukof ledira, then it's mutter. Alma heichod yika beis dira afilu tuva. That when you have a beis dira, somebody lives inside these mechitzas, then no matter how wide you want to make them, it's mutter. Uvishloi hukof ledira. But when it's not hukuf adira, just an open park, then beis hasayim, it's mutter up until a shear of a beis hasayim Rebbe Akiva. So what do we have to have a divrei Rebbe Akiva here? Because that's the first Tanakama in the first mission of the Perek. And for the Gemara, Ike Benayo. No, there's some chilik between the two of them. Ike Benayo Dova Muet. There's an afkemina a little bit more over 70 yamis by 70 yams. So Trashi Ike Benayo Dova Muet. She beis hasayim, that a beis hasayim is yeser al shivamame vishurayim ribuyim. That it's a little bit more. A beis hasayim is a little bit more than just 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Kidatoni lakamon will soon explain it. Is latanakam or shari beis hasayim shleimim? The Tanakam in the first Mishnah says that it's mutter up until a beis hasayim shleimim, means you have even a drop more than 70 by 70. We'll soon see the exact measurement. Well, Rebbe Akiva, according to Rebbe Akiva, it's no. He says, Shivim vishurayim, al shivim vishurayim vesuloi. It's only mutter if you have 70 yamis, where vishurayim means 4 tvachim, by 70 yamis and 4 tvachim. Vesuloi benat mua. Kidu amri behedya. Like it says exactly, vakam ehein sasayim kachotzva mishkan. How much is a sasayim kachotzva mishkan? So they'll soon say this is the nafkamino, if you add this little extra or not. That according to Rebbe Akiva, you don't have it. You only have shivim by shivim. And according to the Tanakhama, you have a little bit more. Zati Gemara, that Rashi says, Dova Mu'ut, Rashi Lekama first. The Gemara will soon explain what is considered a Dova Mu'ut. Zati Gemara now. Vakama shir sasayim. How do we have the shir of a base sasayim, two saws? The Chura, that's kechotzer ha-mishkan. That's the measurement that it was in the chotzer by the mishkan, the outside chotzer of the mishkan. For the Gemara, Menoha Nemili, how do we know this at Rashi? The Marbinan Lei Lechotzer HaMishkan Neshar Bayisa Shabbos. How do we know that we're going to use the measurements of the Chotzer HaMishkan to change around the measurements to make a din of a karfif of Hilcha Shabbos? Avad, this is only in Asmachta. Because this halacha that was saying, once the mechitzas are more than a base of Sayim, you're not allowed to be metalkal there, that's only Midirabonin. The Rabbonin gave it a din of a karmelis. But Avad, the Midirais, it's still called Rishus Yochid. So who the shaler is here, where's the Asmachta from the Posik? We'll soon see. So the Gemara Omer Rav Yehuda, the Yom HaKroa, the Posik says by the Mishkan, Orech HaChotzer Meyeh Biyama. How long was the Chotzer? 100 Amis. V'rochav Chamishim B'chamishim. This is the double Lashon. The Posik says, how wide was the Chotzer? It was 50 Amis, but it doesn't just say Chamishim. It says, V'rochav Chamishim B'chamishim. It was wide 50 in 50. What does that mean? What's this Lashon of 50 in 50? So the Gemara Omru Torah, the Torah says, Toil Chamishim. Take this extra 50. In other words, look like this 100 by 50 is in two parts. One part is 50 by 50, and the other part is 50 by 50. So Toil Chamishim, take this second part of 50 by 50, V'soviv Chamishim, and put it around the first Shetach of 50 by 50. And if you put 50 around 50, it comes out to be 70 by 70, we'll soon see in Rashi the Cheshbon. That's the Asmachta from this Pasuk, that it's Chamishim b'Chamishim. You put 50 around the original 50, which comes out to be 70 by 70. V'fretti Gemara kopon and Pashtei dekro v'maiksiv, what is the Poshit Pshan this Pasuk? Havada the Metzias, the Chotzer, the Mishkan, was not like 50 and then another 50 around it to be 70 by 70. Havada the Metzias, the Chotzer, Mishkan, was 100 by 50. So what's this Lashon of Chamishim b'Chamishim? So the Gemara Amar Abaya, the Pasuk means to say, the Poshit Pshan, the Pasuk is, Hemod Mishkan al Svas Chamishim. Put the Mishkan itself was only 30 amas long and 10 amas wide. Put the Mishkan at the beginning of the middle 50 amas. So what would that be? Kadeshi hei Chamishim amalafonov. So you have in front of it, mamish, a whole 50 by 50 amas. That's in front of the Mishkan. The Esrim Amal Lecho Ruach Ruach. Now all around the Mishkan, there will be 20 amas, because the Mishkan was only 10 amas wide. And how much is the area of the Chotzer? 50 amas wide. So there'll be 20 extra on each side. And now if we're putting the Mishkan at the beginning of the middle 50, so how long was the Mishkan? 30 amas. And how long is this shetach of the chotzer? 50 by 50. So it's 50 amos long. So 50 minus 30 is 20. So on the place where the chotzer is, there's 20 amos all around it. And in front of the Mishkan, there's this other side, the other half of the chotzer, which is 50 by 50. So that's Poshtip Shan the Posik. That Baruch of Chamishim b'Chamishim means that around the Mishkan, there is 50 amos in front of it. And all around it, there are 20 amos around the Mishkan. Yeah, so now let's see Rashi how we have this cheshbon that to say that the asmachta from this pasuk of chamishim b'chamishim means take the area of 50 by 50 and the second area of 50 by 50, put it around it. How do you put the area of 50 around the first 50? So let's see Rashi. Rashi minohani mili demarbinen le lechotzer hamishkan leshar ba yisa shabbos, that we take the chotzer hamishkan and instead of using the way it really was, 100 by 50, we're going to square it out. To learn from here the halachis of what's called the karfif by Shabbos. Zekrashi, my bichamishim, horochiv chamishim v'orkum meya. The Mishkan itself was 100 long and 50 wide. Toachig sivi, this is what the pasuk says, b'midas hakloyim, by making the curtains around the Mishkan, around the chotzer. V'chein lepas tzofon, boirach kloyim meya oirach. That's klo, on the north side, it was 100 amas long. The roichiv hachotzer lepas kedmo. How wide was it by the east side? Mizrocha chamishim amos. It was 50 amos wide. So lemaisa the chotzer was 100 by 50. So what is the pasuk saying? Chamishim bichamishim. Elo the esmachter is omro elo omro toira toil chamishim zekrashi. What does that mean? Sheorkoi yeser aruchpoi. That the chotzer was 100 amos. In other words, it was twice as long as it was wide. It was 100 long and 50 wide. So the pasuk is saying now v'saviv chamishim hanaisorim. It's as if divide the chotzer in half. One half is 50 by 50, and the other half is 50 by 50. So look at one half, 50 by 50, and now take the other half and put it around this first 50 by 50. How do you do that? So Drashi, the heavy lu, shivim amis, it comes out to be 70 amis, v'dalet tfochim ruboyim, and 4 tfochim are squared. Now, 70 amis and 2 tfochim by 70 amis and 2 tfochim is the same square amis as 100 by 50. How do you have that? So Drashi kates it. Also mehen chomesh ritzuois shel eser amar. Take this extra 50 by 50 and divide it in 5 pieces. Each piece should be 10 amis wide. So with 50 amis wide, you have 5 pieces. That each piece is 10 amos wide and 50 amos long. Because it started out with 50 by 50. Yeah, again, Rashi. So we have this one part that's 50 by 50. Now the second part that's 50 by 50 divided up into 5 pieces. Each strip is like 10 amos wide and 50 amos long. Like you have the picture here on the picture 57. Take the second part, divide it into 5 different pieces. Each piece is 10 amos wide, 50 amos long. Now Zekrashi, take each piece, take 4 pieces and put it around the 4 sides of the shetach of the chotzer of 50 by 50. So if you put the 4 pieces all around, so each side now comes out to be 70 amos by 70 amos, because you have an extra 10 on each side, so it's 20 amos on each side. So it comes out now to be 70 by 70. So Rashi, have you roichiv shivim v'orkoi yevorkin chamishim hishkev ha'achas lemizuf ha'achas lemariv hare roch bo shivim. You have it now 70 amos v'orkoi chamishim, and it's long 50. Now oid sim achas letzofim v'achas adorim. Put another 2, one in the north, one in the south. Hare shivim al shivim. So now you have this 50 by 50 now came to be 70 by 70. Elo shakronis pegumim. But I call upon him in each corner, you're still missing a shetach of 10 amos by 10 amos. Because you're putting exactly this 50 amos long on each side, so you have the exact corner of it is a piece of 10 by 10 that's empty. So what do you do with that? So Trashi, you have over now one strip left over. You only use 4 strips. You have like a picture of 57. You have 5 strips left over. So you have this one long strip, which is 10 amos wide and 50 amos long. So divide this strip into 5 pieces, like the picture 57. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the 1, 2, 3, 4, take each one of those boxes, which each box is 10 amos by 10 amos, and put it at the four corners of this shetach, of 70 by 70. So you put it by the four corners, now lamais, you have exactly 70 amos by 70 amos, like in picture 60. In picture 60, you have to put the gimels on all four corners to make it exactly to be 70 by 70. So far we have exactly 70 by 70. But what are we left off with? From picture 57, we're still left over with the fifth box. The fifth box, the bottom box, which is 10 amos by 10 amos, that we do not use up yet. So that Rashi says, take these 10 amos, which 10 amos really is 60 tfochim, because in a 6 tfochim make up an amma. So these 60 amos, so they're 60 tfochim long by 60 tfochim wide. So Rashi says, take a strip, and each strip make it into 2 tfochim. So if you make it into 2 tfachim, you have strips of 30 strips long. So take 30 strips, and each strip is 2 tfachim wide, and it's 10 amos long. Yeah. Now take these strips and put it all around the Mishkan. So if you take each strip, which is two tfachim wide, and you say now we have 10 of them, and each one is 10 amos long. So if each one is 10 amos long, yeah, so you have 30 strips. Each one is 10 amos long, so together it's 300 amos long. So you have a strip now of 300 amos long, which is two tfachim wide. So now, if you have the area now of 70 by 70, so how much do you need to go all around 70 by 70? So it's 4 times 70 is 280. So out of these 300 amos long, use up 280 of them, by putting it again around the shetach of 70 by 70, like in picture of 60. So now what we're coming out is that you have 70 amos and 4 tfachim by 70 amos and 2 tfachim. Because on each side you added now another 2 tfachim. Then Rashi says the exact corners of it, mamash, where the aleph is. In page 60, again, you're missing at the corner another amma by an amma. So we'll put that in there, the leftover. And we have still a little bit left over. So this next leftover, Rashi says it's 18 amos. Leftover, this 18 amos, try and put it all around again, and that's called the davar mu'at. It's like kamat less than an etzber even more. So the kitz exactly of beis hasayim of the chatzar hamishkan is a little bit more than 70 amos and 4 tfachim by 70 amos and 4 tfachim. That's this davar mu'at, how you get a little bit more. So that's the machlokes tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Kiva says no, davka. The Rabbi Kiva says davka shivim amo al shivim amo, and the tanakam says the base of sayim, which includes this little bit more. Yeah, so just the end part of Rashi again. Let's finish off Rashi. Rashi says now, harei shivim yevadalat tfochim al shivim vadalat tfochim elishakronus pegumim tfuchayim al tfuchayim. Each corner is still missing 2 tefachs by 2 tefachs. Is nishru biyotcha esrim amma. You have left over still 20 amos. Tol mehem shmoyneh tfachim, take out of there 8 tfachim v'sim l'kronos, put that into the corners. V'nismalo, you filled it up. V'nishru biyotcha yutches amma. So you have left over from the strip only 18 amos long v'dalet tfachim and dalet tfachim v'rechev tfachayim. That the strip now is 2 tfachim wide, 18 amos long, plus a dalet tfachim. So take this strip now and put it again around the shetach of 70 by 70. V'hainu davar mu'at, that's a little bit more. Shemboyes lachalkol hokif ben, if you want to put it around, and magia matez l'rechiv beish l'shetz, but doesn't it come out to be 2/3 of an etzpah? Toboyes the mevim b'nei rutsuya shel resh pegimol amos v'dal tzvachim oirich lekev abaruchis. It doesn't come out even to be 2/3 of an etzpah. Yeah, the Goyin here says a little bit different. He says, "If nimtza minsa duhu etzpa v'yechud miyunches ebi etzpa kiruv." It's come out a little etzpa. So the kid said, "This is called the davar mu'at, which is the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva." Yeah, something more about it. Rabbi Lezer Oymer im hoysa orkoi al yeser al rochpo. It's no good. That's what it says in our Mishnah. It has to be exactly 70 by 70. But once it's a little bit longer than wider, it's no good. Since it's not hook of ladira, it hasn't been karmless. Even though it's still a square of beis hasayim, but it has to have to be squared, not longer than wider. For the gemara astira, for a tanya, we learned in the brayso, Rebbe Lezer Oymer, im hoysa orkoi yester al pishnayim baruchpoi afilu ama achas. if it has to be twice as long as wide, even if it's one amma more than twice the length, the length is twice than the width, then the din is ein metaltla metoichot. Then you're not allowed to carry inside. So it's mashma, if it's longer than wider, that doesn't make a difference. Still, you can carry inside it if it's not squared more than a beis tosayim. It's only possible, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when it's an amma more than twice as long as the width. The mashlum, it's more than 100 amas long by 50 amas wide, that's no good, because it's more than twice as long. But mashlum, if it's just a little bit longer than wider, it still is good. Ayin al Mishnah says, no, Rabbi Eliezer holds, once it's a little bit longer than wider, it's possible. And if the Gemara, Omer Rav Beba Rabaya, Ki Tananami Mas Nisim, when it says now Mishnah, that it's no good according to Rav Lezer, it also means, you have to put into the Mishnah, it means, Yeser Al Pi Shnayim Baruchba. In the case where it's more than twice, the length is more than twice the width, that's when it's possible Tanan. Enech Nami, it's only possible if it's more than 100 long by 50 wide. But Kol Zman, it's not more, it's exactly 100 by 50, that's also kosher. For the Gemara, Yehokhiya Bezoi Hainu Rav Yaisi, the Kura, that's the next man, the Yom in the Mishnah. The next man, the Yom in the Mishnah says that if it's twice as long as wide, it's kosher. It's only possible if it's more than twice as long. So the Kura, that's Mamish Rabbi Yossi, saying the same sheet as Rabbi Lezer. And the Gemara, Ike Benayo, Ribuya, the Ribuya, the Rabbonin. The Nafkumina is, Metchila, how do we look at the Shear of a Beis Hasayim? Do we look that Metchila is supposed to be squared? 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas. That's the Metchila de Keshita. Like Rashi says, Igibanayu ribuya de ribuya rabbonin. Rebelez is sova orko yoiser mishnayim barochpo ein metaltlin. If it's more than twice as long as wide, then you can't be metaltl inside this area. Again, that has the mechitis going all around it, but it's not hukaf ladira. Omiyo zokte ikar ikra orko pishnayim barochpo. What's the ikar shir of a beis hasayim? Like kidichsiv, like it says by the Mishkan, the what? That it was 100 amas long by 50 amas wide. That's the ikashir. For less le ribuya, he doesn't know that metchilah has to be squared out. O miyu avada, imarbo le misasro. If you do make it squared out, avada still be kosher, bohochi. Kiriktoni, imoy orko yoysi mishnayim ruach vei metaltlim. Hobotsa mi pi shnayim metaltlim. But avada, if it's less and squared, avada would be kosher. So, we have blessed the holds that the ikadindo should be 100 by 50. Anytime it's less than that, it's kosher, even though it's squared. It's only possible if it's more than that. Reb Yossi Sava, no. Merubas Iker. The Iker, it should be squared out. Look, Metchila Ariya Marinen, Hochi. This is the way we tell people to do. Metchila, make it squared. No miyu, afilo worker, pishnayim, barachba, shari. O midikam, afilo mechal, demikor, alav, hochiyu. That's the machlokes. Metchila should be squared. We're saying now 70 yamas and 4 tvachim, by 70 yamas and 4 tvachim. Or else, no, Metchila is allowed to be, Metchila is allowed to be, long. It could be 100 by 50. That's the nafkamina. But aloha, there's no nafkamina. They both hold the exact same sheet, really. So, nishala metchila, which way should it be? Yeah, so the Moravaita, Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, that what? Even though it's twice as long as wide, it's 100 by 50, still it's kosher. Because that's the, still the shear of a Beis HaSayim. It's not more than the Chotzer HaMishkan. That's still called a good Rishus HaYochid, even though the Mechitzes were not hukov, were not put up there, Amanas, you should live inside it. So the Gemara Itmar, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. We pass him like Rabbi Yosi, for Rav Beivoy, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Kiva. That what we also pass him like Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara V'Tavayu L'Kula. We need both Halachas, and both Halachas are being Mekel. For this Halacha, if you have Mechitzes going around you, that you're still allowed to be metaltal inside it, both Halachas are L'Kula, that you can still carry, only certain cases you can't. What's the chedushim here? So tomorrow tzricha. I need both chedushim, both halachis. Indeed, Ashmin halacha k'Reb Yosi. If you just tell me you pass on like Reb Yosi, the what? Even though it's twice as long as wide, this shetach is 100 amos long by 50 amos wide. Still, you're allowed to be metalto there. Have a mean. I would think ad the ikon shomiro I base dira. But our koponim, it has to be hukos dira. You're gonna have to have a sukkah in there, or you're gonna have to have a base dira inside this walls that somebody lives there. Then you're allowed to be metaltal inside it. But if nobody lives there, maybe it's osur. Kamash Rulon, that's why I have to tell me, halacha k'Reb Akiva. No, we hold like k'Reb Akiva. That even though nobody lives inside it, the area is not more than a base of Sayin, you're allowed to be metaltal inside it. Now, V'yashminun, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. If I would just tell you that halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that even though nobody lives inside it, still you're allowed to be metaltal inside these mechitzes. If it's only a beis hasayim, have a mina, I would think, di'arach v'katin loy. When is Rabbi Akiva meikel? Only if it's exactly a squared of 70 yamis and 4 tvachim by 70 yamis and 4 tvachim. That's where we're meikel. Ma'ashenken, if it's longer than wider, let's say it's 100 long and 50 yamis wide, loy, maybe then Rabbi Akiva holds it's no good. Then you can't be metaltal in this space of Sayyim. Kamash Malon, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. No, we go both ways, Lakula. That any dimensions you have, even if it's 100 by 50, as long as it doesn't come out to more square amis, more than a base of Sayyim, it's not more than 70 by 70, you're allowed to be metaltal inside it. Even though it was not Chukah Chodira. This is the way we paskin, both ways, Lakula. So if you have a park that's not Chukah Chodira, nobody lives inside the park, and it has mechitas all around the park, and if you go inside the park on Shabbos, and you want to, say you have a chair there, you want to pick up the chair and move it away, you have to make sure the mechitas are not more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas apart. Or at least that square measurement. Because if it's more than that apart, it's called more than the base of Sayim, and then the Rabbanon inside is called the Carmelis, and you're not allowed to be metalto there in Shabbos more than 4 yamas. Or 4 yamas exactly can't be metalto. So the Gemara Vaita, Karfif, Shu Yosim Beis Hasayim. Let's say you have a big shetach of land, a karf like a big park, and you have mechitis all around it, even though it's more than a Beis Hasayim, it's more than 70 by 70 yamis. Of a shulka fadira, Mitril, they put up these mechitis amanas, you should live inside there. Like there's a house there, somebody lives inside this park. Like picture 65. There's a karfif, a big karfif, but there's a house in there, somebody lives there. Lamaisa, since people live there, then we paskin, like the Bekiva and the Mishnah, that then there's no shear. No matter how wide and separated the mechitzas are, still you're allowed to be metaltal inside, since it's Sukkah Fadira. But now what happened was, Nizra Rubai, you started to plant in here, right of this area you planted. What did you plant? You planted wheat, you planted tuah, you started to plant something. So now by planting it, like picture 65, nobody walks, nobody steps where you planted. So that area is not called anymore Hukah Fladira. It's not called, you're going to use it to live there. You're not going to live on the grass, on the stuff that's growing, on the wheat. So Nizra Rubai is Allah Harehu Kagina. This becomes now like a karfif, like an open park that's not Hukah Fladira. V'yasser, in the mele, you're not allowed to be in a tattle anymore inside. That since you planted row of it, so now it becomes like a karfif, which is more than the base of Sayim, and it's not Hukah Fladira. Therefore, it's also to be in a tattle inside it. What about Notar Rubai? What about you just planted trees there? You didn't plant tfua, wheat. You planted trees, like in picture 66. Yeah, Notar Rubai, then Harek Lechotzer. Even though you have trees in Robovit, so what? Trees do not stop you from living, from using it. Adarabba, people like to take a sun to use the shade there. So even though you have trees, you like to sit in between the trees. You still use that area. Since you still use that area, it's still called Hukah Fladira. So trees do not take away from the fact you want to use it. Mashenke Nizra, where you plant zeroin, you plant vegetables growing there now, nobody lives, but Mokim, you have the plantation there. Therefore, it's not called Hukah Fladira anymore. So male, if it's more than a base of Sayim, it becomes also like a Carmelis Midrabonim. So the Gemara. Nizra Rubai. Let's say you planted vegetables on Robovit. Omer Afuna Bread of Yeshua. Loya Moron Elo Yosin Mebeis Hasayim. Only if the area you planted is more than a base of Sayim. You have to plant vegetables more than a base of Sayim. So the area you planted now is Loy Hukah Fladira, and since it's more than a base of Sayim, it has a din of a Carmelis on it. Therefore, you can't be Matatl anywhere. Avo Beis Hasayim. Let's say the area you planted was just exactly a Beis Hasayim, like in picture 67. The plot that you planted was exactly 50 by 100 amis. So that's only a Beis Hasayim. So in this Beis Hasayim itself, you're still allowed to be metaltum, even though it's not Hukah Fladira, but exactly a Beis Hasayim is still mutter to be metaltum. So in such a case, mutter. You're allowed to be metaltum in the whole chotzer, even from the chotzer to the karfif. Like in picture 67, you could carry from the chotzer into the karfif. So the Gemara command, who do you go like? The churik Rabbi Shimon. You're going according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Tanan, we learned, we'll have later, we had it before already, the Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, echod gagois, whether you have a roof, v'yechod chatzeris, whether you have a chutzer, an open yard, v'yechod kafifois, we have like an open park, just an open shetach of karka. It's all one rishus. You're allowed to be metaltal a chair from one place to another place. If you have a chair that at the beginning of Shabbos was on top of your roof or in the chutzer, you can carry this chair from the gag to the chutzer to the karfif. Like in picture 68, we have a gag and a chutzer and a karfif. But not to the kelim that were inside the house. If you have a keli that at the beginning of Shabbat was inside the house, that's called the miyuchid for one person, then you can't take that keli outside to the gag and carry it to the chotzer. That's called different mishuyis, a house to a chotzer. Mashenke in a chotzer and a gag and a karfif, according to Rav Shimon, is all considered one big rishus. Therefore, here in picture 67, since the part that you planted, the left side, which is only 50 by 100, is considered a karfif. It's loy hukos l'dira, since you planted there now. But our koponim, it's exactly a base of sign that you are allowed to be metaltal in this karfif. What is it open to? It's open to the right side of the chotzer, which has a din chotzer. Now, the chotzer by itself is also you allowed to be metaltal there, because there it's hukos l'dira. So the only concern is, one is open bimluya to the other one. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's no chsaron. You're allowed to be metalto from a karfif into a chotzer. You're like Rashi says, Elaz Rashi sheyesh biyosoi mokam zriya yosu beisasayim. When is it osur only if where you planted is more than a beisasayim? Then the naso karmelis. Then it becomes the karmelis, that place. The karfif yosu beisasayim, shtuk of adira karmelisi. V'sheina nizra hebi chotzer prusim luyil a karmelis apika chuli osur. If the part you planted is more than a beisasayim, it becomes a karmelis. And then the chotzer is opened completely to the karmelis. Havadar it's also. Avo beisasayim. If the part you planted is exactly a base of sign, so even without the dir it's mutter, now you're allowed to be metalto from the karfif to the chotzer. Have nizra, have chotzer, and the part that's not planted is considered the chotzer, and they're opened up one to the other. Still, we say they're opened up. Shane mechitza b'nayim, there's no mechitza between them. Afilu hochil yasri adodi. Still, they do not answer one on the other. Why? Hoil udichad gavru. It belongs to one person. Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The yomer reshus karfei v'chotzer yasri adodi. The reshus of a chotzer and a karfei do not answer one on the other. So here Rashi says according to Stira. Here Rashi says afilu hishol beis bali batim. Even if it belongs to two different people. First of all, my strongest. What talks about this Rashi? I can go into it. But I call upon him, according to Reb Shimon, a karfif and a chotzer is considered like one rishus. You're allowed to be metalto from one to the other. So therefore here, if the part you planted is only a base of sayin, which is still mutter to metalto, you could carry from the karfif until the chotzer. Weiter. So the Gemara. Yes, now the Gemara is asking the kasher on this. No. So the Gemara, the Reb Shimon Nami, even according to Reb Shimon, still here it should be yosur. Kivon the nizra rubai, since you planted rove of this chotzer, like in picture 67, metchila you had a chotzer, let's say it was 70 amos wide by 100 amos long. Now you planted the karfif, you planted 50 amos wide by 100 amos long. So rove of this karka you planted. So even though the last 20 amos you did not plant. So what do you want to say? Just look at the pot that's planted by itself. It's called only the base of Sayin, and you're allowed to be metalto there. We say no, the svar is no. Once you planted rove of it, the mir, the extra 20 amis, is like bottle to the karfif. So it's considered as if you have a karfif here more than a base of Sayin. Therefore, the whole thing has a din karmelis, it's also to be metalto. That's Lashna Gemara. So we have Shimonami, Kivan, the Nizra Rubai, since rove of this chotzer, you used to plant your tfuah there, have a Yehumi Yuta. The last 20 yamas that you didn't plant on is bottle lay lagabe rubam. It becomes bottle to the part of the karfif that was